Bismillah. All right, Umair ibn Wahab. But either way, it's fine. Alhamdulillah. This is all like, it's not even, it's all like too much ni'mah. We can't even comprehend. There's such an incredible amount of blessing we can't even comprehend. Like the amount of climate control that we have as people who live in this country is like, it doesn't even make sense, to be honest. It's probably not even good for us. It's like a certain level of climate variation that we should be okay with, alhamdulillah. But anyways, Umair ibn Wahab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar ibn Khattab said about Umair ibn Wahab, لَقَدْ غَدَى Umair ibn Wahab أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ بَعْضِ أَبْنَائِي. Umar ibn Khattab, he said, Umair ibn Wahab, he's more beloved to me than some of my own children. Some of my own children. So, what happened? Umair ibn Wahab was in Mecca. He was from the enemies of Islam. The Battle of Badr happens. Battle of Badr, he escapes the Battle of Badr. But his son, Wahab, I know it's confusing. The Arabs, they did this a lot. Umair ibn Wahab, what does that mean? It means his name is Umair, and he's the son of Wahab. And his son was taken captive in the Battle of Badr, and his son's name is Wahab. They would do this a lot. Like they name their child after their father. It's very common, you know. So try to follow it. So his son Wahab, Umair ibn Wahab, his son whose name was Wahab, was taken captive after the Battle of Badr. So obviously this is a big deal. A lot of people of Mecca, they lost the Battle of Badr. Many of their people were killed. All of these things happened. And this guy's son was taken captive, and he's very upset about it, and all of these kind of things, right? So one day, he's sitting in Mecca, and he goes to the Kaaba, he goes to make tawaf, you know. They used to do that too, but they do it for the idols, not for Allah. And he's there, and he finds Safwan ibn Umayyah. So also one of the main people in Quraysh. So Umair ibn Wahab finds Safwan ibn Umayyah. And they're sitting there. So they start to sit and they start to talk with each other. And he says, "Ya Aba Wahab, you know, let's sit together, let's talk a little bit." And as they start to talk a little bit, they of course get onto the topic of what happened at Badr. This happened and that happened and it was really unfortunate and look at we lost and it was such a big deal. And we have all of our people were taken as captives. Now they're there with Muhammad in Medina and we're stuck here and we can't get to them and all of this kind of stuff, right? They're upset about it. And they're having their conversation, and you know how conversations go, right? What happens sometimes when you have a conversation, it gains momentum, right? Things start to escalate a little bit. So things start to escalate, and Umair, then he says, Sadaqta wallahi. He's like, you know what? You told the truth. They're getting excited about what happened to them. He's like, you know what? You're right. And then he pauses for a second, and he says, by the Lord of the Kaaba, if it wasn't for the debts that I have and the dependents that I have, that I'm worried that they would be lost without me, then I would go myself and kill Muhammad. Right? And I would take care of this situation myself. And he said, and then he followed it and he said, and it wouldn't be an issue because my son is captive with them, so they wouldn't be surprised to see me. Like, I could actually go to Medina on the premise that I'm going to look, see how my son is doing, and I can use that as an opportunity to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he made a big claim, you know. The thing is, you have to be careful of the kinds of claims you make and who you make them in front of. Because that person might be smart enough to take advantage of the situation. So Safwan, when he heard this, he was like, okay. اغتنم صفوان بن أمية كلام عمر بن وهب. He realizes, like, okay, I can take advantage of this. So right away, he's like, okay, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go ahead and do that? And make all of your loan, all of your debt, it's on me. And all of your dependents, I'll take care of your dependents. I'll take care of all your stuff. Just go kill them. So now you're stuck, right? Like, either you back down. It's like one time, astaghfirullah, this is jahiliyyah, astaghfirullah. One time we were hanging out at someone's house. Pure jahiliyyah story. We're hanging out at someone's house, and one of the guys who was supposed to come, he didn't show up yet. We're like, man, what's going on? Why is this guy delayed? We're waiting. This is like, people didn't use their phones as much back then, you know? He shows up, he's got like, his face is like swollen a little bit. We're like, what happened, man? He's like, I was driving over here, and like, this guy cut me off a little bit, and I cut him off a little bit. He's like, you know, we got excited. He's like, and then we started yelling at each other, and we came to the stoplight, and we're yelling back and forth, and he's like, if you want to do something about it, then get out of the car. And he's like, and he told me, get out of the car if you're going to do something about it. He's like, so you know, I had to get out of the car then. Like, I didn't have any choice at that point. He's kind of saying, like, I didn't really want to fight, but like at that point, I got called out, so like I had to get out of the car. He's like, so I got out of the car and we had like a little scrap in the middle of the intersection. He's like, and then I came. So this is basically what happened. You know? This is an outdoor like that, you know? So Safwan, Omer ibn Wahab, like, makes this claim. And he's like, okay, yeah, actually, I'll take care of your debt and I'll take care of your family and everything else. You just go kill Muhammad. So he's like, oh, okay, fine. As the kids would say, bet. I'm going to go do it. Right? So he says, I'm going to take care of it. So he goes and he takes advantage of the situation. They make an agreement. But then he tells him, Omer tells him, he says, but don't tell anybody. This is an agreement between me and you. Don't keep the secret between us so it doesn't get out, and I can go to Medina and I can carry this thing out and nobody will know about it, right? So keep it 100% secret. So they're like, okay, fine. So Safwan says, okay. So Omer gets his stuff ready. He's angry, he's upset, and his heart's filled with rage. He doesn't like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He gets prepared right away and he heads out to Medina. Of course, in his preparation for doing that, he calls for his weapons. He says, bring me my sword. He even poisoned his own sword, like in the sense that he put poison on it, right? So that if he is able to, maybe he's not able to strike the death blow to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before other people get involved, right? But if I can just get one stab with the poison, then it'll take care of it, right? So he puts the poison on his sword. He does all of these things. He gets ready, he goes to Medina. As he goes to Medina, he gets to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he gets close to it, then he takes his animal, he gets off his animal, he puts it there, and he goes to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَكَانَ عُمَرْ بْنُ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ إِذَّاكْ جَالِسٍ مَعَ بَعْضِ الصَّحَابَةِ قَرِيبٍ مِنْ بَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ يَتَذَاكَرُونَ بَدْرًا وَمَا خَلَّفَتْهُ وَرَاءَهَا مِنْ أَسْرَى قُرَيْشِ وَقَتْلَاهُمْ ويستعيدون صور بطولات المسلمين من المهاجرين والأنصار ويذكرون ما أكرمهم الله به من النصر وما أراهم من في عدوهم من النكاية والخذلان. So basically he comes to the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ and he finds Umar sitting with other companions and they're talking about the same thing, but it's a different conversation. They're talking about Badr. They're like, this is what happened at Badr, and this happened, and that happened, and look at this courageous thing that this person did, and that person did, and we beat these people, and this person got killed, and we got all these. It's the opposite side, right? Now you're hearing the winning side. They're having the conversation. So as they're sitting there, Omar notices out of the corner of his eye, he sees Umar ibn Wahab get off his animal. So one of the things to note here is that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he's always on post. Sayyidina Umar is always on post. You don't have to worry about anything when Umar's around, because he's always going to be watching. He knows every situation. He knows how to handle it. All right? So he sees this happening, and he sees that he's going towards the masjid, and he sees that he has his sword on him. Right? I mean, it's normal. People are armed. But he sees that he's armed, right? So what does Umar say? Umar starts to yell out. He says, هذا الكلب عدو الله, Umar ibn Wahab. Umar yells out, this is the dog, the enemy of Allah, Umar ibn Wahab. وَاللَّهِ مَا جَاءَ إِلَّا لِشَرٍ لَقَدْ أَلَّبَّ الْمُشْرِكِينَ عَلَيْنَا فِي مَكَّةٍ وَكَانَ عَيْنًا لَهُمْ عَلَيْنَا قُبَيْلَ بَدْرٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لِجُلَسَائِهِ اِمْضُوا إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَكُونُوا حَوْلَهُ وَاحْذَرُوا أَنْ يَغْدُرَ بِهِ هَذَا الْخَبِيثُ الْمَاكِرُ. So Umar gets up right away. He says, this is the dog, the enemy of Allah, Umar ibn Wahab. And he's one of the people from Quraysh that were fighting against us. And he was one of the people that called to fight against us. And he was this and this and this and this. And he didn't come here for anything other than bad. He's like, I know this guy. He didn't come for anything other than bad. So, and then he turns to the people that he's sitting with and he tells them, go to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and surround him. Stay close to him and watch out for this guy because he's not trustworthy, right? So then Umar, even though he told him that, he goes first to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He rushes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ya Rasulullah, هَذَا عَدُوَ اللَّهُ عُمَيْرِ بِنْ وَهَبْ قَدْ جَاءَ مُتَوَشِحٍ سَيْفَهُ وَمَا أَضَنُهُ إِلَّا يُرِيدُ شَرٍ. He says, Ya Rasulullah, the enemy of Allah, Umair ibn Wahab, he's here and he has his sword. I don't think he came for anything except bad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَدْخِنْهُ عَلَيْهُ. Yeah, subhanAllah, you know what's amazing? Like, these people were like men, you know? And you put them in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as huge as they were, they look like children. SubhanAllah. Like, he imagined, like, Omar took this position. He's really, he's Omar, you know? And he comes to the Prophet, he tells him this. The Prophet just looks at him and he says, bring him to me. Bring him to me. Bring him. So then when he brings him, but Omar, you know, he brings him. So Omar grabs him by his clothes and he kind of like, basically, he grabs him by his clothes and he pulls on the strap, like the thing that the sword is attached to. You know, like the sword is, what is that called? I don't know, this, the, not the sheath, but the wrap. That's like, you know, if you're wearing it over your back, right? It's the strap. So he grabs by the strap. So part of this is that he's controlling him, but he's also controlling the sword, right? Sayyidina Umar is. So he takes him and he brings him in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the Prophet ﷺ saw him like this, the Prophet told Umar, he said, أَطْلِقُوا يَا Umar. He said, Umar, let him go. But now also look at Umar. Umar has zero hesitation to listen to the command of the Prophet ﷺ. This is his assessment of the situation. This is how he's dealing with it, everything else. The Prophet tells him, let him go, Umar. Umar lets him go. He doesn't move though. He lets him go, but he's still right next to him. The Prophet tells him, استأخر عنه. فتأخر عنه. Then the Prophet tells him, Ya Umar, like, back up a little bit. So Umar backs up a little bit. ثم توجه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى عمر بن وهب قال أدنو يا عمر. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم turns to Umar and tells him, Umar, come closer. Look at, like, he tells him, come closer. So he comes closer. And he says basically like the greeting of the Quraysh, An'im Sabahin, like basically have a good day to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet tells him, لَقَدْ أَكْرَمَنَ اللَّهُ بِتَحِيَّةٍ خَيْرٍ مِنْ تَحِيَّتِكَ يَا عُمَيْرِ. He said, Allah gave us a greeting that's better than your greeting, Umair. He gave us a salam. And it's the greeting of the people of paradise. So the Prophet is in the... So Umair tells him, وَاللَّهِ مَا أَنْتَ بِبَعِيدٍ عَنْ تَحِيَّتِنَا وَإِنَّكَ بِهَا لَحَدِيثُ عَهْدٍ. So Umar still, you know, he tells him, by Allah, you're not so far from our greeting when you were just making it recently, you know. He's telling him like, look, you're not, we have the same greeting, you know. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَنْ لَذِي جَاءَ بِكَ يَا عُمَيْرِ. He doesn't answer him. He says, Umar, what brought you here? So he says to him, I came to you hoping to intercede on behalf of the captives and hoping that you would treat me good in that. So the Prophet tells him, what about the sword that's on your neck? You know, what about the sword? So he says, how ugly are these swords? They didn't help us anything on the day of Badr. He doesn't really answer the question, right? He says, how ugly are these swords? They didn't help us anything on the day of Badr. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to him, be truthful with me. What brought you here, Umar? So he said, nothing brought me except what I told you. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he looked at him and he said, actually, you were sitting, you and Safwan ibn Umayyah, in the Hijr, that area next to the Kaaba. You guys were sitting together in that area, and you were remembering the situation that happened at Badr, and what happened to your people and so on. And you said to him, if I didn't have the debts that I have and the dependents that I have, then I would go and I would kill Muhammad. And Safwan put that on you, that you should do it. And he said that he's going to take care of your debts and he's going to take care of your dependents, and you should go and kill me. And then the Prophet said to him, Wallahu ha'ilun baynaka wa bayna dhalik. And then the Prophet tells him, this is what happened. You were sitting together, you said this, you guys made this agreement, everything else. And he said, and Allah is between you and doing that. Meaning he's telling him, you're not going to be able to do it. Allah's not going to let you do it. And I just told you this. فَذَهِنَ عُمِيرَ لَحَظًا. So he was shocked, you know, for a second. And then he said, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He said, I bear witness that you're the messenger of God. Immediately he accepted. Then he followed it up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of God, we would call you a liar for what you brought. And we didn't believe in the revelation that came from you. But this news that you brought me about this conversation that I had with Safwan, nobody knew it except for me and him. Nobody knew it except for me and him. So I know for sure that Allah gave you this information. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي سَاقَنِي. Look at these people's language. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي سَاقَنِي إِلَيْكَ سَوْقًا لِيَهْدِيَنِي إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. He says, so I praise Allah who brought me all, like he brought me by force into this position in front of you so that he could guide me to Islam. He says, Alhamdulillah, who brought me by force to this position in front of you to guide me to Islam. SubhanAllah. Then he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, he said to them, Faqihu akhaakum fi deenihi wa allimuhu al Quran wa athniqu asirahu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the companions, teach your brother the religion. He called him their brother. After all of this, he said, teach your brother this religion and teach him the Quran. And free his son. So the Muslims are very happy with the Islam of Umar ibn Wahab, to the extent that Umar ibn Khattab said, so now you understand the Umar piece, right? So Umar said, La khanzirun kana ahabba ilayya min Umar ibn Wahab hina qadima ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa al-yawm ahabbu ilayya min ba'di abna'i. Umar is amazing. Look at the transition. He said, when Umair, he said, a pig was more beloved to me than Umair. When Umair came in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but now that he became a Muslim, he's more beloved to me than some of my own children. He's made this adjustment. Okay, this person's a Muslim now. I love him. And then Umair, of course, he learned Islam. He filled his heart with the Quran. And his life continued. And he stayed in Medina. He's doing that for a little while, right? And Safwan keeps wondering, like, what is going on? And Safwan is, of course, going around Mecca. And he can't tell the people what's going on, but he's going around Mecca and he's telling people, like, Abshiru bi nabi'in azim yatikum qareeban fayunsikum waqa'at badr. He's, like, going around, he's telling people, like, have glad tidings. There's some good news that's going to come. It's good news. It's going to make you forget everything bad that happened in Badr. It's going to be like this and this. He's like, you know, warming the people up, but he can't tell them. And then the time keeps getting longer and longer and longer. So he starts getting like, what's going on, you know? Then he started to ask people who are coming into Mecca, have you heard anything about Umar ibn Wahab? Have you heard anything about Umar ibn Wahab? So finally he got to one person and they told him, Umar Aslam. Umar became a Muslim. And he's like, what? Then he got really, he said, إِذْ كَانَ لَا يَظُنَّ أَنَّ عُمَيْرِ بِنْ وَهَبٍ لَا يُسْلِمُ وَلَوْ أَسْلَمَ جَمِيعُ مَا عَلَى اللَّهُ الْأَرْضِ. He's like, I thought the whole world would become Muslim before Umar became Muslim. So he's shocked by the news. But Umar, he stayed as a Muslim. He learned his religion. He learned what he could from the Quran. And then he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, subhanAllah, these people, they really wanted to do something good. So he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, O Messenger of God, there was a time when I worked really hard to extinguish the light of Islam. And I caused a lot of harm to the people of Islam and to the religion of Islam. And it's my desire that you would let me go back to Mecca and invite Islam and invite the people of Quraysh to Allah and to His Prophet. And if they accept from me, then alhamdulillah, that's great. And if they turn away from me and they harm me, then, you know, I used to harm the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so it's okay if some harm comes to me. This is a very, like, strong position, right? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed him to go back to Mecca, and he went back to Mecca. And when he went back to Mecca, of course, what did he do? He went straight to the house of Safwan ibn Umayyah. He went straight to Safwan's house. He said, "Safwan, you are the Sayyid. You are a Sayyid from the Sayyids of this people. You are a great leader from the leaders of Mecca. Don't eat that date just because it's coming to you. All right? See, just keep hold on to it, huh? We got some time still. We have 10 minutes left. So he said, "You are a leader from the leaders of Mecca, and you are a very intelligent person. You know, don't you think you should leave worshipping idols and all of this kind of stuff? Why do you do that? You should give that up." He says, "As for me, I bear witness that there is no God but God, and Muhammad is a messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Was there special idhn for this? Was there idhn for that in here? Sorry? Are we allowed to do that in here?
Yeah, we got permission.
We got permission? Okay.
Yeah,
okay, alhamdulillah. Okay. Just making sure we have permission. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So, you know, he told him, "Why don't you become Muslim?" He said, "As for me, I bear witness that there's no God but God, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah." So Safwan was, he didn't accept that. But Umair stayed and he kept calling people to Islam. And actually many people in Mecca became Muslim on his hands, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So that's Umair, Sayyidina Umair ibn Wahab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wa nafa'allahu.